Jerry Bader Show, 1047. A new study shows the more parents spend on their young children's athletics, the less the kids enjoy it. The theory being they're putting a lot of pressure on kids. The story from the Wall Street Journal says in one case, someone with a family income of $200,000 a year spent $20,000 on their children, on their child's sport. 10% of their income. 10% of their income. You're looking at me like you're not at all surprised by that. You could comment on people who are in that ballpark, that percentage, easily. They focus on one family that spends $6,000 on his taekwondo. I think this is another symptom of where this stuff is more about the parents than the kids. And there's all sorts of anecdotal stuff where you can point to that. Andrew in Green Bay. Andrew, go ahead.
I must impart to all my story of umpiring after I stopped playing baseball. I did some umpiring down in the Milwaukee area for a Catholic league, and there were three times that I had to throw out belligerent coaches. My favorite was the time that he came back a second time, and I had to have him escorted out of the park by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department. Over-involved parents have been screwing up sports for 50 million years. One of the best things my mother did was when I played baseball, she just let me play, and I loved it, and I thank her for that.
Andrew, thanks a lot for the call. It's the kids should be doing it because they love it. I'd play backyard baseball with my younger daughter, and she's got a heck of an arm. I tried to talk her into organized baseball only because I thought she would really enjoy it. But I didn't push very hard. She just didn't want to do it. She doesn't consider herself very athletic. I'm telling you what. I mean, she had a rocket of an arm by the time she was 11. I remember she threw the ball to someone. Friends were over there like, holy crap. But I just couldn't. She was especially shy at that age, and just she was afraid that she wouldn't do well, and I didn't push it. Part of me wishes I would have pushed it a little harder, only because I think it would have been a great experience for her, but not if she doesn't want to do it. And if you're dumping $20K into it, how is the kid not, whatever your income is, how is the kid not going to feel pressure if they have any understanding of money at all? Mike in Wausau. Mike, go ahead.
Hello. I teach sport taekwondo, and at our studio, any parent that shows a sign of over-aggression towards their child athlete, they're not allowed to continue to compete in any of our sporting events at our studio. In our sport, it can be and can often becomes a dangerous situation with the physical contact. And if a child is under pressure from their parents, they're not paying attention and performing up to their best ability, and they can become injured. So when I see any sign that a parent is becoming that stereotypical dance mom or dad, I pull them off the side, let them know, if you keep up with this, you will not be allowed to be involved with our sport anymore.
What percentage of those go well?
Excuse me?
What percentage of those conversations go well?
Well, actually, quite often, they all go very well. I have yet to have a parent that says, it's my child and I'll do what I want, because most parents, they get overzealous at first, but once they realize it's about the child and not about them, they had their chance when they were younger, they calm down. Plus, no parent does want to see their child fail. No parent does.
Jason,
very few go bad.
Jason thinks it's because you can kick their ass, Mike.
No, thank you for that, but no, I believe it's because, you know, down at the heart of it all, no parent does want to see your child.
Right. No, I understand that, but let me ask.
Because of their actions, most of them do smarten up.
I got a couple of questions for you. Now, it's great that you called, because one of the stories in the Wall Street Journal focuses on is involved in taekwondo, and a one-year cost, they added it up, class and instruction, uniform, belts, gear, tournament registration, hotel if he goes to, you know, to major competition, $6,000 a year. Can it get that pricey for kids involved in your school?
In my school, no. At my school, my prices, when I started it with the idea that I wanted it open for everybody. A monthly fee at my studio in Wausau is $60 a month, and that is for 4 days a week, as long as you want to be there to work out. And a uniform, $25. Belt testings for the colored belts, really low. Now, black belts, that testing's out of my hand because our black belts come straight from South Korea, the kooky one, which controls that. So our black belts are actually world-recognized, not just in our school. But there are some schools that do take advantage of the program, and they will have you test for, say, your black belt getting your first degree. After you get that, they will say there is four levels of your first degree before you get to your second, which is not true. And they will charge hundreds of dollars for that. At my school, we don't do that. I keep it cheap, affordable to everybody. And if there are families that do have issues, I work with them. Like I said, I got into this because I love it, and I want to bring more people into this sport. I'm not out to get rich.
Have you ever, and you must have you ever dealt with situations where the parent wanted the kid to be there, but the kid didn't want to be there?
Yes, I have.
How do you deal with that?
Basically, I tell the parent that they are more than welcome to come back anytime, but let's say a little Billy, he wants to do something, but this just ain't for him. And if you keep pushing him, he's going to resent it. And that doesn't just make him mad at you, but it can also give my school a bad name, because if he doesn't like it, he talks poorly about it, it's a lose-lose for everyone. Sometimes that does go a little harder, with the parents trying to tell them, the child isn't interested, but again, it is the real world, and parents want their children to be happy, so most of them do accept it in the end.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. I mean, the only thing I can really relate to on that is piano lessons. We felt our daughters had ability, and we do believe in, and some people don't necessarily believe in this, if you start something, you're going to finish it. Well, what if the kid starts it and decides they hated it? I know it got to be a point where they weren't all that excited. Their piano lessons were on Saturday mornings. It started when we lived in Sheboygan. When we moved to the Green Bay area, my wife was taking lessons with them as well, both girls. She would drive down there with them on Saturday mornings. My Saturday mornings have never been the same since they stopped doing lessons, because I had the house to myself. The only one that would bug me was the dog. Jason says, you never talk about the Saturday morning paper anymore. You're right. You know why? Because we're close to empty nest now. And I'll get some of that back. Let's see. Craig writes, my own kids, we had nine. The older ones born in the early 80s played extra sports. My kids now born late 90s and early 21st century are more interested in internet and just don't care. Well, we took up that aspect of this in an earlier show. I never discouraged my kids if they wanted to try something. If I saw a natural ability, I encouraged them, but I tried very hard not to push them. I think that's a mistake. I think you have a couple of things. You've got parents who see a natural ability, a God-given gift, and I can understand them at least wanting to try to nudge their kid. I think some cross the line and push them into something because they see an ability and they really want the kid to utilize that ability. I don't think that's healthy. Then you have where the kid doesn't have that much ability, but the parent is convinced, by God, if I spend enough money and kick him in the butt hard enough, he or she will do this. I have a nephew who is an outstanding basketball player pre-high school. He just decided he enjoyed swimming more. He became a star in high school in swimming. I mean, a star. That's just what he preferred. I think, I don't know if one's any worse than the other. Don't have a lot of time. I've got about 30 seconds. Matt and Kakana, it's yours. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to mention the burnout effect that happens to these kids when their parents push them so hard for so long. I think what makes some of the future athletes so great when they go through sports is they develop their own drive to want to be really good in sports. And if that's trying to be manufactured by the parents, you're usually just going to drive them nuts and burn them out on the sport that they probably started out loving.
In fact, Matt, thanks for the call, and it's good that you called. They talked to a researcher that says, my kids are being labeled as burnouts when actually they're just angry at having no options in their lives. That's a great point. All right, we did not get to a topic I teased, so I will do it in the after show video. Anything conservatives believe are being labeled as extreme. We'll get to that in the after show video. You can find it at jerrybadershow.com. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.